Live from the capital of Raider Nation, Las Vegas, Nevada. It's Silver and Black Today, your daily dose of all things Las Vegas Raiders football. News, views, guests, and your phone calls are all part of the game plan. There's only one nation, and it listens here. Now your host, Scott Gulbranson.
The day has come. That's right. 4 years after the idea, the inkling that the Raiders would move to Las Vegas, they will kick off the new era in Raiders football, Las Vegas Raiders football at Allegiant Stadium tonight on Monday Night Football against the New Orleans Saints. You're here for your pre-game. That's right, Silver and Black Today, powered by Salmon Ash Injury Attorneys. Call them anytime, 702-820-1234. Wherever you are right now, I want to hear a loud Raiders chant. And I'll bring in my co-host, Q Myers, and he'll start it here on the air. Won't you, Q?
Raiders!
Yeah, there you go. We can hear
it. How about
that? That's a good one, man. We can also hear it from the Strip. The city is electric. It is alive. Still hopefully getting closer to post-COVID. Things are open up. The bars opened at midnight this morning. Raider Nation is everywhere. I've seen them everywhere. Even by my house, ran out to the drugstore yesterday to pick something up for my wife. And guess what? There were Raider fans picking up beer, coolers, ice, hats, you name it. We are set. Q, let me tell you something, man. It's crazy. I thought it would be very muted, obviously, with no fans in the stands, but the Raider Nation has come from all over the country just to be in the vicinity. Right. That doesn't surprise you, though, does it?
No, not at all, man. That was exactly what I expected, especially when the city decided that they were going to open up the bars. I figured, you know what? They're going to be on and popping. Look, there have been a lot of Raider fans that have been anticipating being there for that season opener for a long time, so they weren't going to change their plans completely. They may have to alter it a little bit, but they weren't going to change it completely.
No, and by the way, we will get to your calls. We want to hear, what are you doing for the game? Where are you watching it? And what are you doing? 702-365-9200. We'll get you on the air today. We have a shortened show. We will take you right up till I toss it, in business terms, to JT down at Allegiant Stadium at 3:15. He will take you right into the pregame show. We are the pre-pregame show. We're ready to go. And by the way, we're powered by Dr. Jen's Ultimate Protein Bars. If you haven't had these, Q and I eat these every day. It's what gives us the energy to keep up with the dynamo that is Raider Nation. You can check out drjensnutrition.com, and you can get a discount there, SBT10. You get a special discount just for Raider Nation, plus free shipping. Check out drjensnutrition.com. On today's show, by the way, coming up at 2:15, Uncle Hondo joins us. I mean, Uncle Hondo on game day, Q. I'm a little worried.
I'm ready to hear him fired up and see what he's got cooking right now, man, because Hondo always brings the heat, so I'm fired up to hear him on game day.
Yes, but he's got to make it through the game, too, working, covering the game, hopefully. But he's got so much energy, he'll be able to do it. So Hondo Carpenter coming up.
He didn't have to do anything once the game starts except for cover it.
I mean?
It's not like he has to talk and all that other good stuff.
No. And he will not be partaking in adult beverages at that time either, so I'm sure he'll be fine. Hondo will be here at 2:15. We'll get you fired up. We'll talk to him about the matchup, what this means for Las Vegas, and also how the celebration is going. Then at 2:35, our colleague here, Chaz Osborne, if you remember when we were on the other station, he was one of our co-hosts. Chaz is our field correspondent. And of course, there's not much going on the field right now because of COVID, but he's still part of the team. Chaz is down on the strip. He's going to Raider parties. He's going to call in at 2:35. He's going to let us know what's going on out there and what you all are up to, which I'm sure is going to be a lot of fun. Then at 2:45... Swervin' Mervin Fernandez will be with us. Yes, number 86. We talked to Jay Schrader on Friday about that pass on Monday Night Football 1989, week 5 against the Jets. We'll talk to Mervin, too, about his Monday Night Football experience and also about the 2020 Raiders. And most of all, well, Q and Scott will give you our predictions at the end, but also we're going to take your calls. I just want to hear from Raider Nation and hear how excited they are, because this moment for this city – for this fan base is so monumental. And I know there's no fans there, but it doesn't matter. This is a huge moment. And if you're not excited, I can't understand.
Yeah, no, there's no way you can't be excited. I've seen a lot of people, you know, tweet out that they've been trying to stay busy all day so the time goes by quicker, you know what I mean, just so they can see game time and get ready for it. Yeah, I mean, this is a monumental day, man. A few years ago, 4 or 5 years ago, if you told me that there was going to be a professional football game in Vegas, I would have said you were a liar. And here you go, fast forward 5 years, and not only is there a football game, but it's the Raiders, and they got this beautiful stadium, and they're going to open it tonight against the Saints on Monday Night Football. I mean, you really can't ask for too much more.
By the way, right before we went on the air, the Raiders announced one of Q and I's favorite guys, Javon White, the undrafted free agent from UNLV, was activated for tonight's game. So Javon White might be out there for that kickoff if he's playing special teams tonight. Nick Kwiatkowski out, and Henry Ruggs is expected to play. So we'll keep an eye on the injury report for you. But we're going to start. We're going right out to Raider Nation. Ruben, I want to tell you, you have a lot of responsibility now because you're setting the table. You were the first caller on game day, Monday Night Football, the first ever Las Vegas Raiders game at Allegiant Stadium. Go.
Raider Nation, stand up. Raiders.
There he is. I love it, man.
Go ahead. Sorry about that.
No, I was going to say, what are you doing for the game? What's the plans? What do you got?
Right now, I am currently working. I am on the corner of Dean Martin and Blue Diamond, heading back to my base. I get off at 2:30, going home, showering up. Hopefully, I'll be able to get into a stage door bar. That's where I'm supposed to meet up a couple of people. And check out the game, man. I moved out here 6 years ago, man. And who ever thought my team, my town, the Las Vegas Raiders.
Yeah, it's insane, man. And I'll tell you what, I mentioned it earlier on Twitter as well. When in 2017, the day the Raiders got approved to come here, I started a website because I wanted to do an independent news website focused on the Raiders. And that seems like so long ago. And to see it come to this today, that it's finally come to fruition and we're going to kick off in that stadium, is remarkable. All right. Thank you, Ruben, man. Have a good time out there. Now we go out to our friend, Raider 27. Raider 27, not using his government name. What's going on, man?
Nope, not using the government name, but we are right. Jumping out of our freaking skin.
You excited? You excited, right?
I'm ready to go, man. I'm ready to go. I got beer on ice. I got a nice sausage to cook before the game, and yeah, I'm my wife let me out of my fishing room in the living room, so I'm watching on the big TV.
Nice.
So, oh yeah, we're going. I've been watching the Saints a lot. I got Game Pass. That's really cool. I love the coach's film. I like, if you guys don't have that, that's worth getting.
Oh, yeah, I got it.
But, you know, the Saints are really, really good, and they didn't play that well last week, but you got to pay attention to a lot of stuff when you watch them. They do a lot of misdirection stuff. They sneak Taysom Hill into some places you just don't expect him, and he comes out of nowhere. You know, I swear that 7 looks like a 9 most of the time.
Yeah.
I watched a lot of games. You know, the difference between winning and losing in the NFL is a razor edge. I mean, a couple plays during the game can determine a game. You know, and it seems like the good teams don't make mistakes down the stretch, and the bad teams tend to make mistakes to beat them. I think more games are lost in the NFL than games are won. So,
yeah, well, you know, here's the thing. Q and I, Raider 27, Q and I have been talking about this. And this is a big challenge for the Raiders. Listen, you're talking about a team that's stacked on defense, right? Back, middle, and four on the front side. And so the Raiders, they're going to have to do a lot. I mean, you got to get that balanced offense rolling, but you're going to have to beat a really good team. There's no easy ones in the NFL, and the Saints are, it doesn't matter what happened last week. It's all about what's going to happen this week. And there's some tough matchups, Q, that they're going to have to win if they got a shot at winning this game tonight.
I mean, without a doubt. And really, the biggest matchup that I'm looking at is at the right tackle position. Trent Brown's been ruled out. Sam Young's been ruled out. So you're rolling with Denzel Good. And look, you have guys that are dogs coming into Allegiant Stadium. Cameron Jordan can get after the quarterback. So Denzel Good's going to have his work cut out for him. Jason Witten's going to have to help him out. I expect to see a lot of Jason Witten out there helping out, chipping and stuff off the offensive line. But it's, man, that's a tall order, and that's one of the biggest ones just out the gate, you know, just the beginning.
Yeah, absolutely. Raider 27, thanks for the call. We got the phone lines jammed up. Don't go anywhere. Stay on the line. We're going to get to your call. Special caller right now, and that is our good friend Tommy White from the Laborers Local 872, now a sponsor of this show, the Hunter Renfro segment that you'll hear tomorrow. Tommy, how about this day, man? You and your guys and your ladies all built that thing out there, and it's time to kick off.
Yeah, we waited for this day for, almost from the day we got it passed, almost 4 years.
Yeah.
Right? So it's a big day for all the workers that are out there. It's a big day for all the fans. How about all the Raiders fans that came into town?
Oh, we were talking about it, Tommy. They're everywhere. And you know what? I'm so glad. It's not that I doubted that they would come. I was concerned they wouldn't have any place to go. But luckily, the bars opened up at midnight. And not only that, but they just want to be here. And you know what? Las Vegas, you know better than anybody, Tommy. Las Vegas needs people to come back. We need folks to come into town. Our economy depends on that. And it's great that Raider Nation is starting that.
Yeah, if there was anything that's going to kick off Las Vegas again, it would definitely be the Raider fans, right? From filling up the parking lot and the stadium over the weekend to being out in the community and especially to see all, you know, the fans come in and wearing all their gear. And everywhere you go, you see Raiders logos and people wearing Raiders T-shirts. Cars have banners on them. But this was a big day for us. It still is a big day for us. I just think it's going to be even bigger when we finally open up the stadium.
Yeah, and again, yes, absolutely. Tommy White from the Laborers Local 872 just called in. And Tommy, tell people, though, too, for all the men and women who spent their time building that stadium, that beautiful facility, about the pride that they have today. I mean, I know the fans aren't in there, but this game is going to be on national TV. The entire world is going to see it. Talk about how much pride all those workers who put in all that time and effort through a pandemic, how they feel today.
I think what you know, a lot of the workers that I spoke to, they're going to be home tonight with their families. They're going to be watching the game with their families, and they're all going to be talking about what part they put into building that stadium. Whether it was putting up the iron, whether it was pouring concrete, doing the digital boards, setting the landscaping, putting in the seats, it's all going to be something for all those workers that were out there to kind of share with their family and show which part of the stadium they worked on. And it will always be something for their kids, their wives, their spouses to remember. So it's a big day for the workers and for the fans.
It sure is. And Tommy, want to thank you and all the folks who were responsible for building that and doing it safely. And again, Tommy's been part of this show and supported this show for 3 years. So thank you very much, Tommy, and hope to see you soon. All right. We are now going back out on the phone lines. And Johnny, you're on with Q and Scott.
Just win, baby. Guys, just win, Johnny.
Hey, man, what's happening?
How's it going? I had to call in. I'm excited for the game. Very excited for the game, obviously.
Yeah,
I have a lot of friends out there all over Instagram. You see, Raider Nation is just going hard in Vegas right now. Everyone's got their masks on, doing it safely, but there's a lot of people out there right now.
There is, and they've been here all weekend, Johnny, and we certainly appreciate it, man, and enjoy watching the game because this is only going to happen once, you know. All the jokes about the Raiders moving again and all that's not even close to being true a problem. But we're going back out on the phone lines. Fabian, you're on with Q and Scott.
Hey, guys. It's Monday Night Football, and you are the lead in to the pregame. It's got to feel pretty good, Scott.
Yeah, it does feel good. And you know what? Q and I, you know, we work hard on the show, and it's good that we got into the season. And I'm just excited, Q, that we get to share this all with folks like Fabian and others who've been listening and been Raider fans for such a long time.
Yeah, me too, man. It's really cool to be a Raider and to be a part of Raider Nation and realize that, you know, the national landscape of the NFL can't crap on the Raiders anymore as far as their stadium goes. You can't say there's a dirt infield, can't say the bathrooms are leaking, can't say there's rats in the Coke machines. I mean, and all that's been said, and that's all that's been true. and now they're state of the art. They're the best of the best. You know what I mean? So now everyone's looking at that stadium like, man, really got to get out there. I mean, that's the talk of the talk when it comes to the NFL. And the only unfortunate part is that there's no fans going to be there. But man, it's awesome to kind of go from being in the outhouse to being in the penthouse. And that's not a dump on Oakland. It's just what that's what it was when it came to the Coliseum, man. It was just it needed to be replaced. It was like that old classic car that's in your garage that you realize just needs to stay in your garage and you need to go and get you something new.
That's right. And it's you know what? Look, you remember your past. And I think if you saw the Raiders hype video that showed about honoring the past and understanding how important it is for the history of this franchise, that's great. But now it's a new time. It's a new era and you move forward. It's not about forgetting the past, but it's not about living right. in the past. It's about moving forward. And I think you said that really well, Q. Now, though, I need everybody, if you don't have like those Recaro 5-point seatbelts, you're going to need them because it's game day and we're going out on the newsmaker line. We're bringing in our good friend, Hondo Carpenter, Uncle Hondo, as we call him, from Sports Illustrated's Raiders Maven website. If you don't read it, you're missing out. Make sure you do that. Follow him at Hondo Carpenter on Twitter. Hondo, it's finally here. Las Vegas is an NFL market, and Las Vegas is not only an NFL market, but it has the most storied franchise to me in all of sports, up there with the Yankees, the Las Vegas Raiders. Talk about what's going on and how you look at this day in the history of the Raider franchise and in Las Vegas.
First, let me give you the perspective of a kid growing up who wasn't a Raider fan. I grew up in the Midwest, so the late game on the West Coast was always usually a Raider, or more importantly, it was almost always, it seemed like, a Monday night. It was a franchise that stood for winning. It stood for excellence. Manchester United in England, the Yankees, and the Raiders are the three preeminent franchises in any sport, period. And so when you get a chance, and this was the only team I would have covered for Sports Illustrated and left where I was left to go cover a team, and when you get an opportunity to be there in the Death Star, which is the premier NFL facility. Everyone's talking SoFi. It was $2 billion over budget. It was a nightmare, and it can't carry the jock of Allegiant Stadium. This place is beautiful. The facilities are great. And I'm going to tell you, to be there on opening night, and let me say with all of the fans who should be there, by the way, and I understand why Mark Davis isn't, and I applaud him. This is not a slam on Mark. But all the fans who I wish could be there, I am humbled to be there. I'm going to hold that media credential, and I'm going to frame it. And it means this to me. It's an incredible honor of my job. And this is a night for football. I don't care if you like the Raiders or not. If you're not excited for this game, then you don't have blood pumping through your veins, or you actually think that Kansas City is a good town. At the end of the day, you're in a real town, in a real city, with a real football team in the best facilities in America. You've got an amazing coach in Sean Payton going against another great one in John Gruden. It is a chess match. This is hide the children because bodies are going to be banging. Blood will be flowing. This is a Monday night. It's silver and black. Dear God, somebody pull out Howard Cosell old tapes. If you're not fired up, you're dead.
Well, they're fired up now, Hondo. I'll tell you that. You mentioned chess pieces. How about this? Trent Brown and Sam Young at the right tackle position, both out. Denzel Good's going to get the start. How do you think the Raiders try to slow down Cam Jordan, who is an excellent edge rusher for the Saints?
Well, again, I wrote about this in my Black Hole article, and I appeared yesterday. First of all, how amazing did Good do? He hadn't taken a rep at tackle over 12 months. He slides in. He played exceptionally well. But there are a lot of things on this that play into the Raiders' hands, and I want to explain. It doesn't mean they don't want Trent or the people that are injured. I'm not saying that. Please don't hear our Sam. But all of a sudden, though, you got Derek Carr who gets rid of the ball super quick. He's a guy who keeps it barely over 2 seconds. He makes his reads. And so all they have to do is, first of all, it'd be hard for Reggie White to get pressure in just over 2 seconds. So that helps them immensely. Number two, it's one guy. Now, they got a couple of great shutdown corners. So here's where this game comes down to. There are three key ingredients to this game tonight. Number one, they're going to have to use the intermediary game, which is great. Carr threw to nine different guys last week. Go ahead and bring all the pressure in the world, which is what happened last year. Derek's used to that. He's going to be fine with it. You got to use Renfro. You got to use Waller. You know, you got to use Moreau. You got to use these guys and get everybody involved because they can't block everybody. They can't guard everybody with double teams. And so when you just matriculate down the field, every once in a while take a shot to a Ruggs just to keep them honest, then you swing some passes out to Josh Jacobs. I said this earlier. They're not going to change who they are. But one thing they do need to change tonight is Gruden likes to use the run to set up the pass. Tonight he's going to need to use the pass to set up the run. The second thing, time of possession. You want to see a 35-25 mix or better in the Raiders' behalf because that Saints team is going to get worn down fighting and playing a very balanced Las Vegas Raiders attack. I don't care about being down 10 in the third quarter, 10 to start the fourth. If they're keeping the time of possession clock, the Raiders got this because the Saints are not going to be able to keep up for that long of a time. They're just not deep enough to play, you know, a game where they're on the field 35 or 40 minutes and keep this potent offense out. But third is turnovers. I want to say this. Raiders have a very good defense. I'm not disrespecting that defense. But the Saints do. But so do the Raiders. It's just really young. I went back and watched the tape now five times from last week, and you saw a lot of young guy mistakes, number one, and you saw a lot of mistakes on guys that didn't have a spring and didn't have a preseason. You know, Derek Carr looked phenomenal, but he's been working at every Henderson Park that would let him with his receivers all summer long and all spring. So those defensive guys, when you watch them in the fourth quarter, and not just the stop, they were different. They were tired, but they were different. I think that defense is going to be better tonight than they were last week, and I'm going to go right on the record to say this right now. When we get to week eight, this Raiders defense is going to be exponentially better than what people saw against Carolina. With that said, John Gruden is a masterful play caller. He's going to remain balanced. Derek Carr is going to have a terrific game. They're going to use the mid-range game to go away from the shutdown guys. They're going to force the Saints to adjust to them. By the way, they're the Raiders. You got the emotion of Monday night. They're going to own the time of possession. And with just a few seconds left, Jonathan Abram is going to pick up a recover, a fumble, get it down into field goal range. The Raiders will drive, kick the winning field goal. 38-35. It's a win for the silver and black. Head out to your nearest bar on the strip and put on your makeup, baby.
Hondo Carpenter from Sports Illustrated's Raiders Mavens website joins us, and he's getting everybody fired up. Now, Hondo, before we let you go, you talk about that Raider defense getting better as time goes on. Absolutely, because they are young. And like you, I watched the film, and I did see those young player mistakes. Tonight against the Saints, Drew Brees is one of the best to ever play the game. He's not what he used to be. How much are they going to be able to absorb of those rookie mistakes and not get beat by Brees, who's still got a great head on his shoulders?
Well, first let me say this. Drew Brees' theme song should be the great Toby Keith song. And if you don't know who Toby Keith is, shame on your parents. I'm not as good as I once was, but I'm as good once as I ever was.
Yep.
He is a Hall of Famer. He is a legend. He's going to score points. He is a great player. I am in no way disrespecting that. That's why I said 35-38. But at the end of the day, if you watch this Raider team, this is what stood out to me on film that should have had everybody wearing the silver and black standing up like an evangelical choir shouting amen, is even when they lost the lead and went down, they never once quit. The effort was tremendous. You looked at Damon Arnett, who's going to be a star. And, yep, he got beat on the double move. But I don't see a lot of people talking about the four plays after it where he made exceptional, exceptional plays. So, to me, this is what really stands out and makes this a point. Is Drew's going to get his stuff, he's good. He's great, and he's a super person. But at the end of the day, one guy isn't going to beat you. One guy, just a rushing defense, isn't going to beat you. And you got to do what Bill Belichick says, which is I'm going to take away what you do best, and make me beat you somewhere else. But so here's why that doesn't work against the Raiders, because they have weapons all over the field. If I would have said to anyone listening to your radio show last year, other than his mom, that Nelson Aguilar is going to score the winning touchdown and be the hero to get that game late in the fourth quarter, I don't know that anybody would have said him, and you couldn't have blamed him, but it did. Why? Because of the depth. He's not a bad player. It's just he's not even in the first five fingers when you're picking the superstar offensive performers. So with that much depth, it's like, great. I got to tell you this story. I had a buddy when we were in school. He didn't want to play football with us. He was not an attractive man. He said, I'm joining the band. I said, why are you joining the band, brother? He says, because the girl-to-guy ratio is so high, even I got a chance for prom. And I'm going to tell you this. Stop whoever you want on the Raiders. Go ahead. Because there's enough guys on that team, somebody's going to step up. And that's why tonight, 38-35, you've heard it first right here on Raider Nation Radio. The Raiders improved to 2-0, and they opened the Death Star by blowing up the little planet known as New Orleans.
Oh, my gosh. Hondo Carpenter, Sports Illustrated's Raiders Maven website. Hondo, I'll see you down there, my friend. Take care.
I can't wait.
All right, Hondo Carpenter. Woo, Q. I love the prom.
It's a lot of fire.
The prom thing was great.
Yeah, no, excellent. I like that a lot. That's something that I would have came up with. But, yeah, that's good stuff right there, man. He's fired up, and he should have all of Raider Nation fired up. It's going to be a hell of a game. I like his game plan. I like his approach to it. Now it's for the Raiders to go out there and execute. But they're going to really be put to the test tonight, that's for sure.
Absolutely. What do you guys think? 702-365-9200. Get on the line. We're going to take a quick break. We'll come back. We'll hear from you. What are you doing? Where are you hanging out? And how are you going to have some fun tonight? And let's hear what you think the Raiders are going to do tonight in their first ever game at Allegiant Stadium in Las Vegas. We'll also hear from Chaz Osborne. He's out there looking for you guys. So if you see Chaz out there, give him a Modelo and tell him hello. But we'll talk to him as well to get the mood and set the scene for tonight's Monday Night Football game, the Raiders and the Saints. You're listening to the Silver and Black Today, powered by Sam and Ash Injury Attorneys, only on Raider Nation Radio 920.
The autumn wind is a pirate, blustering in from sea. With a rollicking song, he sweeps along, swaggering boisterously. His face is weather-beaten. He wears a hooded sash, with a silver hat about his head, and a bristling black mustache. He growls as he storms the country, a villain big and bold. And the trees all shake and quiver and quake as he robs them of their gold. The autumn wind is a raider, pillaging just for fun. He'll knock you round and upside down and laugh when he's conquered and won.
There you go. Collective goosebumps, even though it's 101 degrees outside here in Las Vegas, the capital, the epicenter of Raider Nation as they get set for their first home game at Allegiant Stadium as the Las Vegas Raiders. Q Myers, Scott Gilbranson back with you, your pre-game show. There we go, Q. We had to get that. Chris played that coming in. I thought that was good. Get everybody.
Yeah, no, that's on point. You can never hear that too much. You know what I mean?
Like, oh,
that's,
yeah.
That is on point.
It's poetry.
That's good stuff. Man, I saw Fremont Street, and it looked like it was like Raider Central.
It was hopping.
It was great. Had Raider symbols on the roof and everything, kind of like what I had talked about last week. I guess they heard the message, got the memo.
They did. They listened. Hey, Q, they're listening. Come on, man. They know. They're like, Q likes it. We're throwing it up on the canopy. So they did. All right, we're going back out on the phone lines, bringing another member of Raider Nation. Al, you're on with Q and Scott. What's going on today?
Hey, guys. I'm on the 215 in Eastern. It's starting to rain. I'm starting to feel a breeze. I'm wondering if it's that autumn wind that's not from the sea but from Lake Mead. Guys, I am ready.
There you go, man. See, I mean, we get the desert wind out here, but I'll tell you what. Are you excited? What are you doing for the game? Are you watching it at home? Are you going to get going to a bar to meet friends? What are you going to be doing?
Yeah. I'm either going to be at a bar, another bar, a restaurant, or I'll be somewhere. I will be with the Raider family, with the Raider Nation, we are definitely going to do this right, guys. It is a holiday, but it is a, it's also a big of you guys. You guys bring the station to us, and you guys bring that pride to us that makes it even more better.
Well, I appreciate that, man. Alan, enjoy the game, and I'm sure we'll hear back from you again. Wow. Oh, there we go. So, again, everybody's finding a party. Everybody's finding a place to watch because it's Monday Night Football, Q. I mean, Monday Night Football exactly. And the Raiders, it's just like that goes together, right? Peanut butter and jelly.
Yep, absolutely, 100%. So, again, man, very excited about it. I would love to see the Raiders get a victory tonight over the Saints and kind of start the new chapter of Raiders history with a dub on Monday Night Football to get things going, try to start getting that dominance on Monday Night Football back. If they can find a way to continue to all of a sudden get these wins in prime time, man, they'll get the respect that everyone's looking for.
All right, we're going to go on the phone lines one more time before we get to Chaz Osborne, who's going to give us a party update. We go out, we bring Johnny. Johnny's so excited he's called back a second time. Johnny, you got more
hey,
to say.
How's it going, guys?
You got more to say, so we're giving you the time.
Well, I said my headset cut out before.
That's so. Okay, man.
No, I was just excited. I can't wait to come out there and actually go to a game and be out there with you guys. And that stadium looks amazing. I mean, it's a shame that there's a global pandemic going on. Everyone has to stay safe, but it's electric out there right now, and it's history in the making, like you said. I cannot wait to be able to go. That stadium looks so cool from like an architectural standpoint. There's no more dirt. The Raiders have their own home. They're the team. It's an infamous team throughout the league. It's a historic team. They've always deserved their own stadium. It's just so exciting that finally we get to see them play. Hopefully we get this win.
Yeah, I mean, hey, Johnny, it's a big deal, and you're right. It's too bad fans can't be in there. You know, eventually, you're going to get basically two opening days. You're going to get this tonight, and then next year, that first home game is going to be, to me, it might even be bigger, Q, than it was this year because it's so pent up, the demand, and Raider Nation wanting to go.
Well, yeah, and then not to mention what they do this year. You know, depending on how they end up 2020, they really could have a hell of a celebration to start the season next year.
Absolutely. Johnny, thanks for calling, man. And we're getting Chaz on the phone. He's going to give us a forecast on the Raider Nation party, what's going on out there, because he's down in the middle of it all. We had to send somebody out, right, Q? Since you and I are on the air right now, we're not down enjoying it. We got to go down and do that. So we're going to get in with Chaz. And if you guys want to call him, though, tell us what you're up to, 702-365-9200. Q, what scares you? I shouldn't say scares. What concerns you the most? Most about this Saints team and the Raiders tonight, as far as knowing what the injuries the Raiders have on the line, offensive line, knowing that we've been unable to see them muster a pass rush yet. What are you most concerned with?
I mean, it's got to be the offensive line. I mean, really. And I know Hondo laid out a really good plan of attack on what the Raiders and Derek Carr and John Gruden should do to try to loosen up that pass rush of the Saints. But, you know, with your mammoth right tackle out and a guy who was looking pretty good in training camp and Sam Young being out and having to rely on Denzel Good, who did a very good job last week. But still, you have to, realize that that's a guard playing a tackle position
right
against a guy who is an absolute stud in Cameron Jordan. That's got to be concern number one for the Raiders. I mean, they're just the walking wounded, and the offensive line is not where you want to be, the walking wounded.
No, especially, I mean, look, not that Denzel Good didn't do a great job. He did. It's amazing. I mean, Hondo talked about it. But again, in the NFL, it's next man up, but this is the third guy in line. Okay, so you're never going to be as good with the third guy in line as you are with the number one guy, which is Trent Brown, who's ruled out for tonight as we expected. So that's going to be concerning, and I mean, we'll have to see. I mean, look, it's a big, big game, and the Raiders can really set the tone for the season, although a win tonight does not secure anything, by the way. It's early. This whole COVID thing, if we saw from all the injuries and everything that's happened, Q, is it's not going to – look, don't get too crazy after two or three or even 4 weeks. I mean, you're in essence playing through almost like a preseason.
Right, exactly. I mean, this is early on in the season. A lot of things can still happen. The Raiders right now going into this game 1-0, it's a good stepping stone. And if they're able to come away with a victory tonight, that would be even better because there's going to be, there's going to be a roller coaster ride throughout the season. That's what an NFL year is. You know, there's going to be highs, there's going to be lows. So you'd like to stay on a high and get a W tonight. But, it's a tough game. So we'll see how it all shakes out. But either way you look at it, it's still a 16-game season.
Yeah, absolutely. All right, we're going to go out on the phone line now, bring in our field correspondent, our guy, Chaz Osborne. Chaz is out there sniffing it out, seeing what's going on with Raider Nation. There's a lot of them, a lot of you in town, I should say. Chaz, welcome back to the show, man.
Yo.
What's going on out there? What are you seeing?
Can
what
you
are
hear
you
me,
hearing? We can hear you.
Man, I'm down here at the stadium right now. It is crazy. There's easily 1,000 people here. I'm on the north side, you know, Al Davis Road, and it looks like the strip. There's just cars going up and down both sides. There's at least 1,000 fans out in front here.
Wow!
I can see, the Jack in the Box head guy, the Big Bad Wolf. some couple dressed up like some kind of superheroes. But man, it's just what a scene down here. I know they weren't going to allow people in the parking lot, but you know, you can't stop Raider Nation from coming to their new chapel and.
That's
amazing.
Chaz, so are they? So they're not in the parking lot, like you said, but everybody they're out just out on the public sidewalk. Is that where everybody's gathering?
Yeah, like out in front of the stadium. I'm in the north end right now, right next to the north entrance, and easily 1,000 people. There's people walking around everywhere. All the side streets are all, you know, cars are parked on both side streets. Inside the parking, you got the news, a couple of news camera crews there, and. Man, what a scene down here. It's just a ton of excitement. Las Vegas, first football game, professional Raiders. It's going to be amazing.
Yeah,
that's awesome.
And Chaz, when you're talking to folks, too, from what I gather, just rolling around town this weekend, there's folks from everywhere. I mean, clearly a lot from the Bay Area and Los Angeles. Out of the people you've talked to, where's kind of the furthest away that you've been able to talk to somebody?
Most of the people I talk to are from Los Angeles and the Bay Area as well. I mean, it's been packed. I've been out on the strip and some local places all weekend, and it is packed everywhere. Mostly California, but actually a lot of Saints fans, a lot of who dat screaming, you know, a bunch of knuckleheads up and down the strip out here too. But I guess we're gonna have to put up with that from all the other cities that come to town because, you know, Vegas is a destination. So a lot of California. I haven't talked to anybody that's come from too far, but just being here in the parking lot now, you can see that a lot of people made that pilgrimage.
We're talking to our own Chaz Osborne, who's out at Allegiant Stadium, and he's going to be rolling around town today and this evening looking for Raider fans. Chaz, anything else? I know a lot of people have hit us up and said, hey, where do I go watch the game? We all know our friends at the Stage Door Casino, but not everybody can fit in there. Have you found anything else going on that Raider Nation can be a part of?
Yeah, you know, unfortunately, guys, we probably should have done this segment on Friday because, you know, most places are already booked up.
Yeah,
of course, our buddy John Fascara is doing a great job at the Stage Door Casino over there. He's turned that into the official Raider Nation headquarters. And I was there last night when they were getting ready to open at midnight. And, you know, he said everyone's welcome for the game. But, you know, as you know, Scott, it's a small space over there. So it's kind of a first-come, first-served deal. You got to get in there early. And then... they got the big parking lot maybe for overflow, but I'm guessing most people are going to want to watch the game as well. So, let's start with a couple places that you can kind of cross off your list. I guess I talked to my girl over there at Beer Park, and she said they already booked solid with reservations for tonight.
Wow.
So don't bother going there. And then Caesars as well. Caesars does like a little seating package for the Sunday and the Monday games, and they're already sold out of all their seats around the sports book. So those are a couple places that you can kind of cross off your list. Pretty much every other sports book in town is pretty standard, first come, first serve. But you got to remember with the COVID, you know, the COVID guidelines, they're taking out a lot of the seats. So space is limited all over town, guys. Like even the local casinos, a couple places, they said they're already booked up for tonight. So got to keep that in mind and try and get out there early. Now, I'm in the Westgate Superbook contest. So I was down there. I was talking to my buddy down there, and they have booths per purchase down there. $700, you get a booth right there in the sports book, and that covers your food and beverage. So then anything you go over $700, you know, you have to pay out of your pocket. But that's a pretty good deal. They only have a couple of those left. So you're looking for something to do, and that's, up your alley, then give the Westgate a call right now because they've only got two left. As of like an hour ago when I talked to him.
Yeah, and you bring up a good point though, Chaz. It's because I mean the bar is reopened, which is great, but at the same time they can only go I think to 50% capacity, and then you have to do the whole social distancing thing inside. So
right.
there's a lot of limitations. So if you're out rolling around and you're not sure where you can go, one of the better bets might just be to go to a local bar near your home and try your luck there. Is there anything else big going on?
Yeah, that was kind of going to be my recommendation for everybody. You know, most people listen to this show now. They probably got their own favorite spot that they go to. So I would just say, you know, probably get there now. It's almost 3 o'clock. Game's at 5:30. I got to get the ball rolling because everything's going to be packed up. You know, one of my favorite places I've been hanging out at the last few weeks is the M Casino way down, you know, south end of town by where
hotel,
you live.
The Raiders, yeah.
And as you know, it's the official team headquarters hotel for the Raiders. So it's great. You know, they got Raiders signage everywhere, and the waitresses and the bartenders, they're wearing the Raiders jerseys. And there's a lot of Raider fans in general there. It's more of a chill spot, you know.
Yeah.
So tonight they're having a watch party out by the pool, and they have a huge 35-foot, like, LED wall, and they have a full kitchen menu, full bar, $5 drink specials. So if you're local and you know, or if you want to get away from the strip, then I'd suggest, you know, the M down there. It's a little more of a chill spot. But,
all right.
Yeah, other than that, just try to get to your favorite spot a little early.
Get your space and get ready for the game. It's going to be a good one. Chaz, man, thank you so much. Be careful out there, and we'll check back in with you again.
Yep, absolutely. Hey, great show, guys. I got to tell you, phenomenal show. Loving it. Loving the segment with Renfro. Yeah. Funny.
Well, and you know what? We'll hear from you. As soon as they release all these restrictions, we can get you out there and do more. You should be at a big Raider party today, but of course it didn't happen.
Yeah, man,
so.
It's tough with the COVID. I'm kind of still in quarantine mode myself, so it's weird.
All right, Chaz. Thanks, man. All right, Chaz Osborne, our field correspondent there for Silver and Black today, telling you what's going on with Party Town. All right. Well, we're going to take a break. When we come back, Mervin Fernandez will join us, former Raiders wide receiver who had a big moment on Monday Night Football himself. He'll be with us. You're with Q. We're with Scott. You're on Raider Nation Radio.
From the 27-yard line, Schrader back to throw, fires, the catch is made by Fernandez, breaks the tackle, gets into Jet territory, inside the 30, he's got a blocker, he's inside the 15, touchdown Fernandez, and no flag, 73 yards.
There you go. Week 5 of the 1989 NFL season on Monday Night Football, Jay Schrader to Swervin Mervin Fernandez, who joins us now on the Newsmaker line. And Mervin, you know, Monday Night Football, always a special thing. We pulled up that moment. We actually talked to your quarterback, the man who threw you that ball on Friday, who gave you all the credit, by the way.
Master Jay, he's doing well. I know he's in Vegas now and enjoying life, and we had some good times back then.
Yeah, it was a nice play, and that was right at the beginning of the second half against the Jets. And Mervin, when you talk about Monday Night Football as a player getting geared up, and how special it is, you know, you hear players talk about it, but how much of that extra juice does it give you to know that the entire nation is watching you because it's the only game?
Well, I think it's just a big deal because it's Monday night, and like you said, you're the only show in town as far as football goes for that night. And, you know, every game is a big game, but this is even bigger. You know, this is the home opener for the new stadium. Obviously, there's not going to be any fans, but, you know, I'm sitting here right now. I feel like I'm ready to play.
What are your thoughts as the Raiders open up their new chapter of their history now as the Las Vegas Raiders?
You know, to me, it's strange, but, you know, things change, and, you know, I think it's going to be great for the team in the future and now. I mean, it, you know, it still boils down to winning games, but, you know, it's an exciting time for them to open a new stadium, got their own stadium, locker room for the first time ever, and, you know, it's a big deal. I'm congratulations to Mark and, you know, and Mr. Davis, Al Davis, for paving the way, but Mark took the reins, and he's doing some great things for the team, and, you know, I hope the team responds tonight and for the rest of the season and get some wins.
Former Raiders wide receiver Mervin Fernandez joins us. Also, by the way, a member of the Canadian Football Hall of Fame. Congratulations on that again, too, Mervin.
I appreciate that.
Yeah, absolutely. Huge.
For me and my family, and what a great honor.
Yeah, absolutely. When you look at this Raiders team, too, clearly this year they went out and in the draft they said we needed some more speed. So they went out and they got Henry Ruggs III. When you watch him and see him and the speed and the ability that he brings to that team and to Derek Carr and the rest of the offense, what does that mean? And how do you look at these new wide receivers? I mean, the speed is so much prevalent. I mean, it's always been a big deal, but the fact that the Raiders are back to having some of that outside speed. Talk about what that does for that offense and for a quarterback like Derek Carr.
Well, I think it's going to open it up. You know, you got to have that deep threat. You got to put some fear in those defensive backs' minds and, you know, to spread that field. And, you know, we got the running back is doing his job, Jacob. And, you know, so you got a lot of things that they have to worry about on the defense. And, you know, I just hope the young guys come through. I hope I understand he's hurt or might not play tonight. The wide out.
Yeah, Ruggs. Well, no, they said he's probably going to play, so we're good there.
Okay, good.
Yeah.
Good. Yeah.
But he did.
We need all the pieces to the puzzle, especially to play this group of guys, the Saints. You know, they are a veteran team and a veteran quarterback, and they always come ready.
You mentioned Josh Jacobs and that he's been doing his thing from the running back position. He's only a second-year guy. What have you seen from him so far that kind of excites you and gets the juices going?
I think he's running hard. I think he's a smart player. I think he's, you know, he sees the whole field when he runs, and, you know, it's only going to get better for him. And, you know, he can't do them by himself, and the offensive line is, you know, making some big giant holes for him, and that's only going to open it up. You know, the passing game, and you know, it all works together. And when things are clicking, it I think it would be tough for anybody to beat us. We just have to put it all together and lay it out all on the line.
Mervin Fernandez is our guest. And Mervin, when we talk about the NFL this year, because of the pandemic, of course, the preseason was wiped out. Yesterday in the NFL, we saw a massive number of injuries, especially to star players. And I know that veterans, yeah, for the most part, don't like the preseason. But do you think it's going to take – I said to Q before you came on that it might be 3 or 4 weeks before teams are really in tip-top playing shape. Do you agree with that? And how important is the preseason?
Well, just from my experience, I know that you can't get into football shape until you start playing football. I don't care how much running, how much lifting, how much working out you do, the speed of the game, the intensity of the game, that's a different level of being in shape. And you're right, I think it's going to take them a couple of weeks. You know, some teams are obviously going to peak early and some are going to peak later, but you definitely have to play football to get in football shape.
All right, Mervin Fernandez. Well, listen, we appreciate you spending some time with us today. I know you'll be watching the game. I wish you were watching the game here and you could get a look at your legacy brick outside the stadium there. But we look forward to getting you here soon. Hopefully we can get through this and get back to getting the Raider alumni back to the stadium as well.
Yeah, I'm sure it's going to happen, and hopefully sooner than later. But go Raiders, and looking for a great game tonight. You guys have a good time, and I appreciate you having me on.
All right. Swervin' Mervin Fernandez. It was great to relive that moment. We talked about it last week, Q, and we're able to pull the audio and hear it.
No, that was good stuff. It's always good to hear from a great Raider, you know, one of the many that have paved the path for the ones that are there now. And so, yeah, man, that was good stuff. We had Jay Schrader on Friday, and then you turn around and have Swervin' Mervin on Monday. It doesn't get much better than that.
No, and I've always loved that nickname, too. I mean, that's just that's a great
Sounds
nickname
good.
For a receiver, especially. All right, we're going to take the top of the hour break right now. And just a reminder, we are taking you through to 3:15 Pacific time when we will toss it over to JT the Brick down at Allegiant Stadium for your official start of the Raider pregame show. You're with your pregame show. This is the Silver and Black Today. Scott Gilbranson, Q Myers, only on Raider Nation Radio.